This is episode 1903. Welcome to the Daily Meditation Podcast. I'm Mary Meckley, and you are here giving yourself a little more peace, energy, and clarity as you get ready to meditate. It's one of the best things you could possibly do for yourself, and science and research is revealing that there are not too many things that are better for you than meditation. And in today's episode, you are going to discover a meditation technique you can do whether you are seated, meditating on your cushion or your chair, or you might be out walking around. You might even be in the midst of a busy day. This is a mudra meditation technique. Mudras are often referred to as yoga in your hands because they work with your brain by stimulating it. There are a lot of nerve endings on your fingers and hands, and when you position them in a particular way, it stimulates a corresponding region of your brain. This is what mudras are reported to do for you. I know that for many of you, you've let me know that mudras are one of your favorite techniques. If you're not used to doing mudras, go ahead and experiment. Mudras can make your meditation much more dynamic. I do a mudra just about every day, and I enjoy sharing them with you because you can also do them discreetly during your day where you're receiving these benefits and staying attuned to your meditation ritual and also receiving some powerful benefits. For our week's theme of brain health, this particular mudra can help you concentrate, and your brain helps you to concentrate, and when you concentrate, you help support your brain. So think about something that absorbs your full attention. Maybe it's a hobby you have. Maybe it's when you go on a run, you focus on the moment. You are concentrating on what you're doing and how you're feeling. Maybe for you, it is painting. Maybe you enjoy drawing or painting, and it involves your full focus and concentration. Think of a passion you have that maybe you haven't been pursuing, and see if you can take some steps today or this week to concentrate on your passion. When you're doing things that you love, time seems to stand still, and all you can think about is what you're doing in that moment. This is powerful for your brain. It helps to develop your brain to be able to focus and concentrate. So think about a passion that you may currently be exploring and take it to the next level. Or think of a passion that you'd like to pick up again, you'd like to get back into. This will be beneficial to your brain's health. And I want to mention to you that if you've been meditating for a while, you will notice that meditation is such an introspective lifestyle. It involves a lot of self-reflection and concentration. It changes your life for the better. So you may find that you just don't want to settle anymore for anything less than the best of who you are, that part you've spent so much time cultivating as you meditate. And you may find that you just no longer enjoy superficial relationships. So when you meditate and you develop a ritual and you do it consistently, there's no going back. It's not as though you can gain this kind of awareness that you're gaining as you meditate and then go back to being maybe more superficial or surface focused. So as you think about this, I don't say this to discourage you. I say this rather to encourage you to maintain relationships with people and your involvement in passions and things that really light you up. Because when you surround yourself with what truly represents your authentic self, whether it's your hobbies, your work, your passions, your relationships, you are able to live fully out who you are and develop that part of you that you reveal and cultivate as you meditate. So think about some different things you might be doing that no longer serve you, or relationships that just don't feed your soul any longer. When you begin to become really clear about who you are and you authentically live in harmony with your authenticity, you will find such clarity. So as you settle yourself down today, go ahead and try today's mudra. It's often referred to as the asthma mudra, and I'll explain to you how it's done. If you'd like to see the asthma mudra, you can receive the slowdown guide for this week's series free. It's over on the Sip and Om meditation app. You can try the full app free for 2 weeks. And that includes the journals and guides that goes along with this week's and every week's theme. Go ahead now and I'll guide you through doing the asthma mudra to help you concentrate. With your hands, both hands, held at your chest, place your palms together and then fold down your middle fingers, and the first knuckle on your middle fingers, touch those together. It might feel a little awkward as you do this. Do the best you can. Your other fingers are extended upward. Your palms are touching. The sides of your thumbs may be touching. And then your middle finger is bent with the knuckles touching each other. This is your mudra for this week's series. I encourage you to do this mudra several times throughout your day. Maybe when you wake up in the morning as you get ready to start your day, or in the evening as you get ready to drift off to sleep, and do it when you're feeling the need to really focus. So that is your technique for today for your brain health, to help you concentrate. You are so worth slowing down for.